Episodes in accordance for the wheelchair audience. You don't want to miss any audio clips, cause we're providing information, tips and some tricks for every state and every nation. Someone can benefit, like, what's the best fabric? Should I get the tiger's yellow carbon fiber palette?
Welcome to Wheelchair Nerds, a podcast to connect and inform people who utilize, prescribe, and provide seating and wheel mobility equipment. I'm your host, Angie Kiger. Before we jump into today's topic, a brief reminder that the information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be medical, billing, or legal advice. Now, let's get to it.
Welcome to this week's episode of Wheelchair Nerds. My name is Nicola Birch. I am guest hosting this week while our usual amazing host, Angie Kiger, is off, and I am very excited. I have two incredible humans here today. We're going to talk about a subject that I think can sound complex, but it doesn't have to be complex. And we're going to be talking about custom seating. So before I have the two of them introduce themselves, just a little background on me. I am a physical therapist, an assistive technology professional, and currently a commercial product manager at Permobil for seating and positioning. If you have been listening to Wheelchair Nerds in the past, I've been a guest on a couple episodes. And I'm very, very excited to introduce, I'm going to start with you, Jen Gray. Can you share a little bit about who you are before we get over to Caroline?
Yeah, sure. Really appreciate you having me, Nicole, and excited to be on my first Wheelchair Nerds podcast. My name is Jen Gray, and I am an occupational therapist. I'm also an assistive technology professional, an ATP. And I work for Permobil as a commercial product manager, but I also worked in sales as a seating and positioning rep for years prior. So I've been with Permobil for about 6 years. And prior to that, I worked at a local inpatient rehab hospital focused on spinal cord injury, which is where I became a wheelchair nerd and then found my passion working in product development and commercial product management with Permobil. So excited to be here and excited to have Caroline here as well.
Yes. Okay. Caroline, I met you a little over a year ago. Tell us who you are, what you do, and kind of how you are familiar with being a wheelchair nerd.
Yes. So I'm Caroline Pennell. I was diagnosed with a form of muscular dystrophy called limb girdle. I have type 2D, but I think they've redone the subtypes, so don't quote me on that. I looked it up on Google just now, and I couldn't get an answer on the resubtypes. So I was diagnosed at 9 years old and started using a wheelchair my freshman year in high school. And I have been living the good life in wheels ever since. It has been an adjustment, but for the better. Now I work remotely for a medical practice marketing company. I am their creative director for the social media team, doing graphic design and social media management.
Excellent. And you have a couple dogs, correct?
I do. I have two miniature long-haired dachshunds, River and Bowie. I hate to be dramatic, but they are kind of my whole world.
I don't think that's dramatic at all. I love it. And they're often riding with you, or at least next to you, correct?
Definitely. They actually kind of brigade me in the room in the morning when I wake up. And won't let me leave until they both get in my lap and get a ride into the kitchen. So yeah, it's nice to have a lap dog that fits, but having two of them that think they fit together is interesting. They kind of do like a double stack system. But before them, I had a yellow lab service dog who was pretty much my weight. And he thought he was a lap dog and liked to ride in my lap on the wheelchair too. It's interesting.
I love it. Well, thank you both again for being here. So I want to start because I think, you know, as a therapist myself, I had to learn the difference between what we consider kind of off the shelf or standard seating compared to custom seating. And then just in general, like when people say seating systems, what that meant. So Jen, can you share a little bit just very basic, kind of simplify it to us. If somebody's looking for a seating system, what does that mean? And then kind of what's the difference between something that you might consider custom versus off the shelf?
Yeah, Yeah, sure. So, you know, the seating system includes everything that is helping to support you within your mobility base. So it's great to have all these mobility bases, but if you can't sit in it and be functional and be comfortable, that's a problem, right? So the seating system is really important. So included in the seating system would be your cushion, of course, your back support, your backrest, and then any secondary supports or accessories needed, such as maybe laterals on the back to help keep you your trunk supported, or a headrest to keep your head supported, thigh guides connected to the seat pan or the cushion to keep your legs in proper alignment. Also moving down the body to the lower legs, things like foot boxes, amputee supports if that's necessary. So everything that sits on that mobility base that allows you to be functional, to be as independent as possible in your day-to-day life. And, you know, when we think of standard or off-the-shelf seating versus custom, standard is something that can be ordered through a typical order form that has standard sizes with it. So something that matches the chair and fits you as best as possible, but it's a standard size. Custom takes that to another level. So custom would be considered if someone has anatomical specialties that need different shapes and different sizes to accommodate and to meet their needs. So that's where you would delve into that custom. It matches the person's shape and their functional needs, and you match the seating to them versus trying to fit the wheelchair user into something that is more standard.
Okay. So explain to me then, is it hard to qualify? Caroline rolls into the clinic and she's like, hey, like, I want something that is made for me. Is that something that she can ask for? How does that process work?
Yeah, sure. So of course, everyone's kind of different as far as what kind of funding sources they might be dealing with, or private pay or anything like that. But when you're dealing with funding sources, you do have to qualify to get reimbursed, or whoever you're working with to get reimbursed for this equipment. But custom is not rocket science, okay? So if you have someone that you've been working with, and as a clinician, I worked with many patients over the years where we tried maybe cushion ABC and just nothing worked, but we had an idea of what we thought could work, but there just wasn't anything standard or off the shelf that matched that or fit that need. As a clinician and fighting and advocating for being able to get custom seating, they have to qualify, like with cushions and backs, you have to qualify for a certain caliber of cushion or back. But then it just, as far as to qualify for the custom code or custom funding, you just need to verify why someone needs custom. Maybe it's based on their anatomical measurements, deformities, things like that, their positioning. And you just have to express that in documentation form to explain that. And it always helps to say, you know, we have tried off-the-shelf standard items and they did not work for this reason. And this, you know, this person, Caroline, for instance, needs this because of her special anatomical considerations and things like that.
Okay.
But it's not rocket science. And I think we, as clinicians and as ATPs in the field, really need to think outside the box a little bit more and push the limits. And for those folks that do need custom, not shy away from it.
Okay. So Caroline, you have gone through the process. Tell me about it. So you had the off-the-shelf standard offerings for a cushion or a back, and then you went to custom. Tell us that journey. Like, how did you find your way to what you currently use in your wheelchair?
Oh, yeah. I've had my fair share of cushions over the years. As the case with many diseases, mine is progressive. So I think that's how I stumbled into the custom category now. I think we exhausted the off-the-shelf cushions for so long that my issues are so specific that nothing we tried was catering to my needs. And a lot of that has to do with my scoliosis playing a part in it, and my lordosis as well. I guess, I don't know if those are synonymous.
They're not, but just kind of how your spine is shaped. And I mean, I think about a regular, I guess a standard back support is not going to have those specific curves that maybe you needed to support in the areas that you want.
Right. And then also the lateral support was different. And then because of that, I would lean a certain way, which put pressure in different areas on my rear end. And then I'd get more pressure on one side than the other. And then I'd have to counteract that some way. And it's really hard to counteract pressure areas when you have a stock cushion and then still kind of maintain your balance. I guess the best way to explain it is in a humorous way, you kind of blow on me and I pretty much fall over. It's not that serious, but that's kind of how it feels like Princess and the Pea when it comes to my seating, because I notice everything. Everything affects my body that seriously. And when you sit in it all day, it has to be comfortable and it has to cater to holding in my body correctly. Otherwise, I can't sit up and do things that I need to do, which is the problem that I ran into. And so I had to reevaluate things and say, you know, this cushion that you pitched to me, while I really wanted it to work, it's not working. And my butt hurts. I mean, it's unbearable pain. At the end of the day, you know, underneath my leg, it's completely numb and it's burning. Yeah. And something's not right. At some point, you have to say, like, hey, I got to be an advocate and speak up. And you need to do a little research yourself, I think. And then also find out what else is out there by asking around. It matters. Long term, short term, everything plays a big role. That's kind of how I got into the custom.
Yeah. So you're the princess in this situation, and it's not a pea that you are sitting on, but with the changes in your body and something that is kind of designed, a standard cushion designed to meet a lot of people's needs. And when it's no longer meeting your needs, I love that you said advocating and saying this hurts, or my leg is numb, or if I sit a certain way, I'm going to blow over in the wind, and that doesn't allow you to do your activities during the day or to be independent. And so then what else is out there, which is what I think, I mean, we're here to talk about, is custom seating is available, and many different manufacturers offer products that can be customized to help you match your seating system to you instead of the other way around. Like, we don't want you, Caroline, to have to sit into this kind of square box and just say, go with it. We want to say, how can we match our products and what you need to your amazingness? Okay. I'm going to go back to Jen for a second here. Mm-hmm. Being a therapist and then being a sales rep and now being kind of that product manager of custom seating, like, what's kind of your perspective? How did that change, right? So Caroline's got her, I'm an individual and I need this to help me function and do the things all day. But talk to us about those different roles. So as a therapist, what were your ideas of what was custom? And then how was that different from just even sales?
Yes. I mean, in the setting that I was a therapist in, was an inpatient rehab. So for a lot of those folks, they're new injuries, a lot of first-time wheelchair users. So we weren't necessarily always delving into the custom route just because it was so new. And we weren't dealing with some of the challenges that come later as someone's been in a wheelchair for some time. But we did try to explore it when we thought it was necessary and needed to be explored. So as a therapist, I felt like I started to get my feet wet a little bit with understanding the custom and what was out there. And what I will say is, it's thinking of my 15 plus years in the therapy industry, it's been great to see how we have more options now than existed 15 years ago, which is great. So that's exciting to see. So it's been a cool path for me. So starting in that therapy realm, getting my feet wet, understanding seating in general, getting a knack for it, being a nerd about it, and then moving to the sales side. And I feel like that's where I was kind of worried that I'd lose some clinical skills coming to like the sales side and being a rep. But I actually was challenged more than ever because I was considered a seating specialist, if you will. So people would bring me in for these really challenging cases. And a lot of it was custom seating focused, or I came in and we went to custom seating with some of the knowledge that I had and the awareness of the products that existed. So it was cool to see and be in that part as well, where I felt like I really got to see a lot of folks from all different diagnoses and different age ranges, which in my therapy world, I was in adults mostly, and then spinal cord injury. So really grew as far as like my awareness and clinical skills in the custom seating realm. And I think bringing both of those things to this product management realm, it's like, I've seen what's out there. I see what could be beneficial. And now I feel like I get to actually try to do something about it and see some of these things maybe come to fruition or push the envelope further and encourage us to keep advancing what type of technologies we're using and what's available to use, because we're not done, right? Technology is ever changing and ever progressing, and we need to utilize it to our benefit. And especially in the custom seating realm, there's such an application for it. So it's been a really cool path to just be a part of it throughout the years and the different roles that I've had. And I got to work with Caroline when I was a rep, which was very exciting. I met her, gosh, years ago now, Caroline, but we worked on a custom cushion together and trialed some things. So I was brought into that situation as a rep, you know, when I was a little bit newer to learning the ins and outs of our products and the custom products. Yeah, I got to meet and work with Caroline when I was working as a rep.
I appreciate you saying that, Jen, about just our industry is not done yet, right? So things that have been around for years, whether it be a custom mold or a custom build, or, you know, just the getting fit and then your mold being scanned versus just having something assembled separately with different parts and pieces. I think that we've seen some things definitely develop and some things don't need to. Some things have worked amazing for people and will continue to work amazing. But what's out there for technology and things we think about, how things are being 3D printed or just different materials that are out there.
Yes.
Like it's exciting to know that we have some input on just being like, how can we make this better? How can we make this maybe adjustable after something has been initially formed? So I love that. And I need to know, Caroline, because you mentioned about advocating, ask the questions. What would you tell somebody who was going in and needing a new cushion or a new back support, and they were just either totally new to the process or they're not happy with what they're currently using? What would you tell them to like ask about or to ask for? How do they advocate, as you said, for what they need?
I think it's really important to know your body and know what areas are affecting you the most with pain and discomfort. I think after a while, you get really familiar really quick with the areas that are most impacted with pressure.
Do you think if somebody is aware of their body and their needs, not everybody feels comfortable going in and saying to whether it be their therapist or their sales rep, like, I need this or I am uncomfortable. Do you have any advice to that person who is maybe a little bit more shy or reserved in sharing their opinions? Because it does matter, but not everybody is as outgoing as you are or myself or Jen. Not everybody's willing to just shout to the rooftops like, this is uncomfortable, fix my seating. Is there any way that you could advise somebody who's just a little bit less outspoken?
Sure. I think you could do a couple different avenues. Obviously, you could use the blanket approach of, hey, my friend suggested this and thought it would be a really good idea if I went this route. Or you could go behind your doctor. And if you feel more comfortable speaking with your primary care physician or your neurologist or whoever you see that's referring you for this, saying, hey, you know, this is something that I'm thinking about and I would like to explore this option. I'd feel more comfortable if you suggested this and you referred me for this specific product instead of me having to advocate for it. If you feel more comfortable going that route, I think that's something that you could definitely say or do. And then it's also not a bad idea to ask your friends in the community and ask your doctor even if they know of any options.
Yeah, that's a great point. Because there's not one solution for every single person out there. But if people have had experiences with products, whether it be good or bad, that's a great resource. And knowing that you have a team, right? You should have a team. So whether it be your friends, your caregivers, your physician, that you should all be having that conversation together and saying, this isn't working well, or this could be better for me.
And awesome. I was just going to say, Nicole, too, just in thinking of advocating, like, I'm really glad that we're doing this topic, because I think some people, whether it's end users themselves or clinicians or ATPs, are just not aware sometimes of the custom solutions that are out there. So I think the awareness is the first part, right? People think that all they have is off the shelf or standard. Maybe that's what they've been told. We've just got to keep trying the same standard stuff and we'll find something. That's when the question comes, can we customize something? I feel like I'm at that point where I've tried the off the shelf. I've tried these standard configurations and it's just not working for me and for my body. And what else is out there? Can we think a little bit outside the box, like I was saying earlier? So I'm really glad we're doing this topic because I think it makes more people aware of some of the custom solutions that can potentially be helpful.
Fabulous point. Because if you don't know what's out there, right, yeah. you don't know what questions to ask. So
exactly.
If you are in either Caroline or Jen, go ahead and answer this one. But if you are not connected in an area that has maybe a specialty clinic or a big network of people who can provide wheelchairs or equipment, you know, maybe you're in a more rural area, what do you do then? What do you do if you don't have that, like, hey, I can just go into my wheelchair clinic and they do custom seating all the time? What happens to those people?
Yeah, you know, I think in those areas, it is a challenge, but I think keep asking, keep fighting. And if you're willing to, you know, if you have the capability and you're willing to travel to somewhere that might be more in tuned or more experienced, knowledgeable of some of the different solutions that are out there, it would probably behoove you. But it can be a challenge in those areas that are just underserved a little bit with some of these kind of specialty areas. But like Caroline said, it's a quality of life thing. To be able to tolerate sitting in your wheelchair to get where you need to go is a huge thing. And I think people need to really advocate for themselves and fight for what they know should be available to them. But like I said, if you don't know, then you don't know. So I'm really glad that we're shedding some light on some of these things.
Anything you would add to that, Caroline? You're close enough where you're able to, you know, get your services and to have people either work on, repair, or help you go through the process to get a new cushion or back. But anything that you would suggest or add to that for somebody who maybe isn't as close?
I think Facebook community is great. There's so many good Facebook groups out there, and the amount of knowledge that is out there on these Facebook groups is unreal. It's just people networking and sharing their knowledge and experience that they've built over the years. And I mean, if you can network with these people and eliminate some of this trial and error, it could save you time and a lot of frustration and a lot of fighting with your insurance. Honestly,
yes.
We all know that's fun. Super fun.
Yes, I will say it's not fun. There was a big sarcasm, which I appreciate about you, Caroline. I'm going to do a little plug here for ourselves, but I think you tied right to that. You know, what is online and virtually the networking and the connections, but also so many resources that are out there on just funding guides and working your way through. Even if you are a therapist who has never written a letter of medical necessity for a custom cushion, there are resources out there to help you go through the framework of essentially ruling out the products that didn't work and then helping to rule in what your client needs to use. So I love that because there are so many resources out there, and that's one of the great silver linings to our social media, right? Is that we can connect with people. So I guess to wrap this one up, Jen, you were talking about the awareness and, you know, what is out there and how maybe this has been that almost, I don't want to say just that forgotten topic of seating and positioning, but is there anything that you want to say about custom that you think people just might need a little reminder that they just need to say, hey, like, this is something I should consider, whether I be that therapist or that salesperson or an actual individual?
Yeah, I think people think that to be custom, it has to be crazy complex. And it doesn't, you know, sometimes this, the little change of, like, I think, for instance, a cushion that has a contour to it, and maybe the contour is too aggressive on one side, because that's how the person transfers. And that would be helpful if that was flatter. Well, the standard cushions don't have contour on one side and not on the other. So it just something as simple as removing some contour from one side could allow them to transfer more independently. So it doesn't have to be crazy complex. Now, it can be if that's where you need to go and that's what the user needs, but it also can be some fairly simple low-tech fixes that could really make a big change. That's something to remind, because I think people get overwhelmed with whether it's just the process of custom or thinking it needs to be crazy complex or the documentation. But I've been trying to shed more light on that it doesn't have to be that way. And I think we need to be doing what's right for end users. And sometimes custom is that. Not all the time. Not everyone needs it, of course. But for those that do, it can really be life-changing, honestly.
I agree that it does not have to be crazy, complex, extremely contoured, looking like something, you know, has all of these different ridges and buildups and whatnot. It can just be fairly simple, but unique enough to that person's body and needs that it qualifies to be a custom cushion or a custom back.
Sure. Yeah. And not just like positionally, but I think of those things are very important, especially with the documentation. But if you can factor in the comfort level as well, sometimes just comfort won't allow you to get that custom code, but or custom funding, but that paired with positioning, and then you can utilize that to provide more comfort in some capacity too. You need to be comfortable, as Caroline can speak to, but you have to be comfortable in your chair and feel supported to be able to do your day to day.
Just to speak on the simplicity of some of these customizations, recently I went in to tweak the cushion that I have, and I just expressed some issues with my hip flexors inverting and going inward some, and I asked if there was a way to correct that softly, and we did. So we got out some foam pieces, which is the great part of the custom cushion is we can do that, and we just put a simple little wedge in between my legs on the just the tip. It helped bring my knees apart, which released some of that hip flexor issue that I was having. Yeah. And we tried it, and it was very aggressive, 2 inches. It was too much. And I found that out very quickly as my legs went a little bit tingly. But because it was such an easy customization, I was actually able to unzip and then cut it down myself and take it down an inch. And it was perfect after that. So, I mean, things like that, when you have that option to just fine tune it to your body, when you're listening to those tiny things, it seems so simple, like, oh, you threw a piece of foam in. But that piece of foam was life changing for me, y'all. Like, it's so important. And it's like, you wouldn't even think of it until you think of it, because you don't know until you know. And it was just great. So I just had to share. Like, it can be so tiny and so simple, but so life-changing for some people.
Sure.
Go ahead, Jen. Sorry.
I was going to say too, like that improvement by adding the foam is so simple, but also we think about like with the seating system, like something that is limiting or causing maybe pain or discomfort or whatever, sometimes is so simple too. So thinking of it in that backwards way, but sometimes it's just a little change can really go a long way, whether it's for the better or maybe sometimes for the worse. Sometimes it's so minute and you wouldn't even think it might make a difference, but it does.
My heart is happy right now because also, Caroline, you made that recommendation, right? You went in and said, I needed something different. Your team supported you. And then you were still able to give that feedback like it was too much, but you could take that and say, I'm going to make it still work. So keeping you, the person who actually needs the products and things to be independent at the center, makes me really happy. That's what I love what we do. Anything else the two of you want to add about custom seating and what is out there and anything else?
I know that finding the right, I guess, seat system in general can be very discouraging, but it's so important to not be dissuaded from finding the right one because the right one is out there. It does take trial and error, but you won't know what's right for you without some of that trial and error. Like, I really wanted to try the Rojo cushion because it sounds dreamy, but it didn't work for me because of my hip flexors and I was too wobbly and I couldn't keep my balance, but it felt great on my butt. So I was really sad, but that was something that, I mean, mentally I didn't think like, oh yeah, me sitting on like some air probably is going to affect my balance. You just don't think about that until you're in the situation. And luckily I got to sample that one and pretty much found out when I was leaving the place and went down the ramp and was like, I'm falling.
not funny, but yes. Yeah.
And the same situation happened with the ride design cushion that I had. I was so excited about that. And it was this process of like sitting in the beanbag chair, getting a whole 3D printed model of your body. And if you ever have that done, it's actually not that fun to see your body in a mold in a 3D print scanned on a fence. Yeah, I was like, is that me? Because that's a little funky looking. But yeah, it was me. Yeah, it was a great cushion. It just didn't work for me. I was like, how can something that's completely formed and printed to my body not work for me? But it wasn't working. It pinched me and sat me in a way where I had no blood circulating to the bottom of my legs. And I was like, well, obviously that's not going to work because I can't go around with like no blood in my legs. So
we don't want that. Yeah. And to elaborate a little bit on that, you know, sometimes we think of those that are maybe custom molded is that the idea is to hold you in that one spot for majority of the time, right? And sometimes when you need more mobility or you need just a little bit, not being in that one spot, that can cause something like I think you're describing here, Lynn. So like maybe decreasing the blood flow or kind of pinching it off because you are held in such a particular position. But there are custom options on both sides of that spectrum. So I appreciate you saying that the whole trial and error and knowing that it often takes time, but you were able to give that feedback on this is going to work, this isn't going to work for me, and still find something that you were comfortable and happy with.
And I think it's so important, you know, with seating in general to try things. I mean, even when I was working in the clinic years ago with my new end users, we trial different backs, we trial different cushions to try to find the optimal thing. You just have to be so dialed in with your seating to figure out what works for you. And something could be quoted the best cushion out there, but it might not work for you. And when you bring in the different client factors in your environment and your activities that you do day to day, it might not work for you, just like you were saying, Caroline. So it's important to know what's out there and to be able to try it and to be working with someone that's willing to go through those steps with you is huge as well. So I'm glad you've had the opportunity to try some of these different products and obviously advocating for yourself while you've been doing it, but it's important that you've had the ability to do that as well. If I have any recommendations, you know, just to continue that trial process with seating to get where you need to be. And there's lots of products out there and a lot of great products. Just because they work for someone else doesn't mean they're going to work for you. And it's definitely not a cookie cutter type of situation.
And there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't work for you, sure. Even if it's working for other people.
That's why there's other options out there, which is great now that we have so many different things in the industry.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, I think that is it for this week's episode. Again, I am honored to be guest hosting. I want to thank you, Jen and Caroline, for sharing your experiences. And of course, make sure that you continue to listen and support and follow us. We are wheelchair nerds. We love our industry. We love the connections in talking with people and just sharing the information that's out there so we can continue to do better. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it was great to be on here.
Thank you for listening to Wheelchair Nerds, presented by Permobil. Today's episode was brought to you by...
Unlock custom seating like never before with the Inception Cushion. Now available with Rojo air inserts and even more foam options. Thanks to the Inception Simulation Kit, you can easily mix and match the foam layers, positioning pieces, gel or Rojo inserts to create the unique cushion that you need. If something doesn't feel right, get instant feedback and keep trying until it is. With Inception, you can create custom with confidence.
Thanks for checking out this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single one. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is @wheelchairnerds. And tell your friends about our podcast too. Oh, and we really appreciate it if you give us a 5-star rating and leave a comment sharing what your favorite thing about Wheelchair Nerds is. Last but not least, if you have a topic you'd like us to discuss or know a great guest, hey, it could even be you. You could be that next great guest. Send us an email. Tell us why. You can reach us at wheelchairnerds@permobil.com or DM us on one of our social platforms. We love hearing from you. With the wheelchair.